Chazor zeichen nicht über Chazor Shalom, wenn wir Yehudim zeichen, wenn wir noch ein Daft, sagt der Mischa, es ist ein Chumr in Smicha over Tnufa und ein Chumr in Tnufa over Smicha. The Chumr of Smicha is that one person cannot do Smicha on behalf of all the partners of a carbon, but one person could do Tnufa on behalf of all the partners. The Chumr of Tnufa is that Tnufa is done to carbonus of individuals and of the Tzibur when the animal is alive and after it's shechted, and with living items and non-living items, whereas Smicha is not. Zakh the Gemara Bryce says the word carbonoi teaches that the all owners of the carbon have to do smicha. We would make a kalvachar and say it differently. We would say if tnufa, which is even done to an animal when that was shechted, is done by only one of the partners, and smicha, which is not done to a shechted animal, should certainly be done by just one of the partners. The pasuk carbonai teaches that all partners have to do smicha. For Ekmer, we should say that tnufa must be done by all the partners based on kalvachar. If smicha, which is not done to the shechted animals, have to be done by all the partners, then tnufa, which is done to the shechted animals, certainly must be done by all the partners. And if tomorrow it's not possible to have all the partners do a tnufa, if they do it together, each one acts as a chatzisa to the other. They can't each do a separate tnufa because the pasuk says tnufa, not tnufaist, and therefore there's no other way to do it. In fact, if there's no, is there no smicha that's done to a shechted animal? Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol would lean on the cut up pieces of the carbon before throwing them onto the fire. And tomorrow that was done to honor the Kohen Gadol, not as an obligatory smicha. Hadnalach perek shtei midois. Perek shtei halechem, perek achad osor. Zok the heilige mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. The shtei halechem are kneaded one by one and are baked one by one. The lechem aponim are kneaded one by one, but they're baked two by two. They would be made in a mold, the lechem aponim. When they would be removed from the oven, they would be put into another mold so that they not become ruined and broken. Frech Gemara, how do we know that these breads were kneaded one by one? And Gemara, Bryce says, the pasuk regarding the lechem aponim says, Shnei Asranim Yiyeh Halchalo Ho'echos. This teaches that each loaf is made one by one. The extra word of the Yiyeh teaches that the same is to be done for the Shtei Alechem. How do we know lechem aponim are baked two by two? The pasuk says, V'sam to oisam, plural form. The word oisam is also exclusionary and teaches that this is not done for Shtei Alechem. For the Gemara, the word oisam was used for a drasha, so how could it be used to exclude shtei alechem as well? And for the Gemara, the pasuk could have said v'sam tom, and it says v'sam to oisam, therefore allows for both drashas. So Gemara Vayter Brice says v'sam to oisam teaches the lechem aponim are put into a mold. There were three molds that were there. When the loaf was still dough, it would be put into one mold. It was then put into something like a mold in the oven. When it was removed from the oven, it was then put into another mold so it would not become ruined. In fact, remember, why didn't they put it back into the first mold? And for tomorrow, because when it was baked, it blew up, it became bigger, and therefore it needed a larger mold. In fact, remember, how was the lechem aponim shaped? So Rabbi Hanina said it was shaped like an open box, a bottom with two walls and no top. Rabbi Yechanan said it was shaped like a fast ship, meaning it was like an oval shape with ends that come to a point like a V. Fekmar, according to Rabbi Hanina, it makes sense that the spoons of Levoina were put at the bottom of the box, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, where were the spoons of the Levoina placed? And tomorrow they would be put at the, they made a place for them in the walls of the loaf. Fekmar, according to Rabbi Hanina, it makes sense that there were rods that rested on the loaves to create a separation between the loaf and the loaf that rested on top of it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, where were the rods placed? Tomorrow says they would put extra pieces of dough at the ends of the loaf to behold the rods. Fekmar, according to Rabbi Hanina, it makes sense that there were snifim, like poles that supported the loaves because they were box shaped. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, how did these support the loaves? And for tomorrow, these snifim were made in a semicircle shape, which were able to support the loaves. In fact, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense why the snifim were even needed altogether, because the loaves are shaped like boats and then without a flat bottom. But according to Rabbi Hanina, why were they needed? And for tomorrow, the weight of the stack of loaves could make the lower ones break if there was no support from the snifim. In fact, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense that the snifim were on the shulchan because the shape of the loaves allowed for space on the shulchan. But according to Rabbi Hanina, the loaves took up the entire space on the shulchan. So where were the snifim put? Are you going to tell me they put it on the ground? And tomorrow, yeah. In fact, according to Rabbi Hanina, they were placed on the ground, as we find Rabbi Mamal to have said as well. Fekhmer Rabbi Yehuda said that the loaf supported the snifin supported the bread. So which view does this follow? Fekhmer follows the view of Rabbi Yochanan, because according to him, the shape of the loaf would be supported by the snifin, but would also give support to the snifin, which were made to fit snugly around the ship-shaped loaves. Fekhmer Brisa says that there was a basket in the oven, which was the mold, and it was the shape of a square tablet. This is problematic according to the view of Rabbi Yochanan. And Fekhmer, you have to amend the Brisa and say that at the top it was that shape, but on the bottom it was the shape of a fast-moving ship. Brisa is actually a Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan and explicitly says that the loaves were shaped like a fast-moving ship.